My name is Anne Williams, and we're in the sound studio in Charlottesville with Sahara Smith and Jake Owen, and really happy to be able to talk to Sahara today about Myth of the Heart. This is her brand new album that just came out late last month, and is your first full-length CD?
Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about this story of you as a teenager. You probably played out a bit at some point, and then how did you find out about the Prairie Home Companion competition?
Well, I'd been playing, little local coffee shop restaurant gigs since I was about 13, 14. And when I was 15, a friend of my dad's heard on Prairie Home Companion that they would be accepting tapes for their Talent from 12 to 20 competition. And they were going to narrow that down to six people that they would fly out for the show. And just kind of on a whim, I guess because my dad was really excited about it, I went ahead and submitted a tape and kind of forgot about it because I really didn't expect anything to come of it. And a few weeks later, we got the news that I was accepted.
So how did you prepare for that? Were you told how many songs you needed to prepare for?
We were told to prepare two songs, and if we won the first round, we'd come back and do a second with our second song. But I was so sure that I wasn't going to be called back up that I actually put my guitar away after the first round. So for the second round, I had to tune while I was walking out on stage.
So what songs did you sing?
I sang a song called It Don't Rain Much, and then I sang another one that's actually on the album, Twilight Red. It's the last song.
So all the songs on the new albums are songs that you wrote?
Yeah, they are.
So, Sahara, you're from the Austin area.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, this is a, good supportive area for you to, be a young songwriter. In some sense, I guess I'm looking for that, if you're 14 when you won or placed second at the Prairie Home Companion competition, and now you're 21 and you've put out an album with T-Bone Burnett. So we're looking for a capsulation of the missing years.
Right. Well, I was, I did the bulk of my growing up actually in a small town south of Austin called Wimberley. And that was really where I started performing and kind of got my voice as a musician. And it's a very artistic community. Lots of really creative people come out of there and go there. And I kind of grew up going to these Friday night bluegrass jams and playing my songs for the people there. But it was just a very nurturing environment, and I kind of got to be like a big fish in a small pond for a while, and that really helped me not get too timid about going out there and doing it.
Well, let's have you play us a song. What are you going to do for us first?
We're going to do the first single off the album called The Real Thing.
I got this crazy idea, oh, and it's howling like a circus. I got this crazy idea, oh, and it's growling at the surface. I wanna drive all night and wake up in Laredo. Why don't we drive all night and wake up in Laredo? I got something to say, oh, and it's feeling like a secret. I got something to say, and oh, you know it slithers like a secret. I wanna drive all night and wake up another person. Why don't we drive, drive, drive until nothing is for certain? Why don't we treat it like the real thing? Why don't we treat it like the real thing? I got something to hide, oh. got this creature inside, and oh, you know you're creeping up behind it. Why don't you call my name like you did when you were lonely? Why don't you shake me loose instead of trying to unfold me? Why don't we treat it like the real thing? Why don't we treat it like the real thing? The road is real damn long. Why don't we sing it like sweet song? I got this crazy idea, oh, and it's burning up inside me. I got this crazy idea, oh, and it's going to untie me. I wanna drive all night and wake up with your warm skin. Why don't we hold on tight and just let all the good in? Why don't we treat it like the real thing? Yeah, yeah. Why don't we treat it like the real thing? Why don't we treat it like the real thing? Why don't we treat it like the real thing?
You're listening to Sahara Smith on WNRN. We're in the Sound Studio in Charlottesville, and we're really lucky today to have a chance to chat with Sahara and also to hear Jake Owen play today. Mm. And we're talking about the new album called Myth of the Heart. And how old are you now? You're still 21 or you moved on to 22?
I'll be 22 on the 26th of this month.
Well, happy birthday.
Thank you.
So you've placed second at this Prairie Home Companion 12 to 20 contest, went back home, played at Bluegrass Jams. Did you ever go to the Kerrville Folk Festival?
Yeah. We actually played one of our first gigs together. It was the Kerrville Wine and Music Festival. I always want to say the Wine and Cheese Festival. But, when I was 17. Yeah. And we've been out there. I've been out there just to watch music a bunch, but yeah, we've been out there a couple times.
Well, one of the things with Kerrville for me anyway is the fact that it's kind of like a place where you can also enter contests as well for songs. Did you ever try the new song contest out
there? Yeah, I did. I didn't get in.
Well, tell us a little bit about how you found T-Bone Burnett, or he found you. How did that happen?
Well, just kind of on a whim, my manager sent him my music, and he asked us to come out to L.A. and meet him, which was sort of shocking, but kind of a dream come true.
Well, it's interesting for me. I mean, I kind of joke with people that, the man must not sleep because he's, involved in so many different projects.
Right.
I've played the new John Mellencamp. I'm playing the new Ryan Bingham. He's your album, and I'm sure there's. I heard about more recently that he's involved with. So, mm-hmm. Kudos to you to be selected, but also, I also really think that you have such sweet vocals, but there's kind of this kind of growl. Maybe we could talk a little bit more about your band and how you set it up, but there's something like this undertone that he put in the music that complemented your songwriting and your sound. That was great. I really like the sound of this new record.
Thank you so much.
So let's talk a little bit about your band. You've got Jake here today, but if we were to choose to go out and see you play live in Austin or some other place on the road, who would you have with you?
Well, the band that I tour with wasn't the same band from the record, but they've just, I mean, like Jake, I've been performing with for about 5 years now, and I recently started performing with this wonderful percussionist named Mike Meadows. And of course, Will Sexton, who's you know, an Austin legend and a legend elsewhere as well. But and they've just been incredible, especially in capturing the tone of the record, but still making the live show unique. And we've just had the most wonderful time on the road together. It's been amazing.
I've been playing Will's new record, actually.
Yeah.
So that's kind of fun to make cool. that connection as well. We have Sahara Smith here in the sound studios in Charlottesville. What's next are you going to play for us today?
This is a song called Thousand Secrets. Blue light breaking on the window glass and a cool wind shaking in the long white grass. The ocean speaks the language of the dawn. Thin sails rising in the autumn sky, and the old man singing while the knots untie. I look back and all the ships are gone. I could fall in love, but I'm so damn young, and I try to hold on, but then the quicker rains come, and every time they fall, it breaks my heart. And no one's gonna know the thousand little secrets that I slipped into the undertow. There's a quiet home. It's a thousand secrets why. For every broken branch, there's a mile of fallen leaves. No one knows the river flows a thousand. Wanna quit this city in the midnight hush of a pale moon shining on a southbound bus. You never know what you love until you lose it hard. And no one's gonna know the thousand little secrets that I slipped into the undertow. There's a quiet hunger I have curled myself inside, and it's a thousand secrets wide. There's a quiet hunger I have curled myself inside, and it's
Listening to WNRN, and we're having a conversation with Sahara Smith this morning. She's put out a new album called Myth of the Heart. It's been produced by T-Bone Burnett, and we're just feeling pretty lucky today to have a chance to talk with Sahara. You were part of the Groovin' in the Garden series that came through and back in June played in Richmond. So you've performed in our area.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope that you get a chance to come back and perform again. And I feel a little remiss. We've been talking about you as a kind of a performer and but let's talk a little bit about you as a songwriter. Obviously, that seems to be, you know, where you got your words and probably what drew T-Bone Burnett to you as well. So you've been writing songs since you were in single digits as a teenager?
I have been singing forever, and I started writing when I was really, really little. And I kind of started making up little tunes when I was probably 7 or 8. And then I really started writing folk songs when I was about 12. And the earliest song on the record is one that I wrote when I was 13. It's just sort of something that is part of me and that I would do even if I wasn't doing it to make a living.
Well, let's talk a little bit about how you do write songs. I mean, I just love that imagery and the song, you know, because you talk about 1,000 secrets and 1,000, you know, miles wide and deep. And I mean, there's obviously, you know, good writing involved here, just kind of making imagery that swirls, but also keeps on coming back to an idea over and over again. So, you know, maybe you could tell us a little bit about maybe some of your favorite songwriters, but also about, you know, how you write. You know, what inspires you to write?
Sure. Well, people that I really draw inspiration from are people like Leonard Cohen and Paul Simon and Tom Waits, and people that really utilize language in a completely new way. But the way that I write, I can't just think, you know, well, I should write a song, so I'll sit down and I'll write a song. It's always, you know, I have to write a song right now. And I'll just kind of circle around certain images. Like, I'll want to convey a thought, and I'll think, well, what image will help me convey that thought? And so I start writing these little, like, metaphorical stories about, you know, like in 1,000 Secrets you mentioned, there's a line about the, you know, the boy that sold white carnations and drove all the way to Dallas in the dark, and I don't know anyone like that, but it's just sort of, I don't know, it just sort of expressed this feeling that I had inside me when I was writing the song, and it's just, just a metaphor. So I write a lot in metaphors.
So are you going to be, you obviously have this new album, it's out, but sometimes the whole process of recording and all the work that goes into that is inspiring as well. So do you have like half an album written already, or are you just taking a little time? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. She said so. I have enough for a second album, but I'm still working on it. You know, I've been writing all the time. We've been writing a lot on the road, which has been great.
So have you had any opportunity to open for some people?
Yeah. You mentioned Richmond, and we opened for Mason Jennings there during that tour, which was fantastic. He was just such a sweet, wonderful person. We opened for Nathaniel Rateliff, and we'll be doing some tours coming up. Let's see, what do we have coming up? We have, Raoul Malo, which will be fantastic. And Mark Cohen coming up in November and October.
So. Well, that'll be nice to get your in front of both of those people, both known for their songwriting and their singing. So Glad to have you here. One more song for us before we go?
Yeah, this song's called Are You Lonely?
Moms and dads in the living room, lights down low, and all the little babies sleeping with their toes tucked in. Watch the years fly by, it's easy to forget. There's still time to let a love like that begin. Time to hear somebody breathing in their sleep and smile in my dreams. Are you lonely? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Are you lonely? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Do you want me? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Do you want me? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, tonight I think I'll go downtown. There's a bar on San Jacinto where the lonely people go to get useless. If it's true what they say about you, must be true what they say about me too. God, it's getting hard to know what truth is. And if you forget me in the morning, that's alright, cause I'll forget you too. Are you lonely? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Are you lonely? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Do you want me? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Do you want me? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh. They say it's easier to fall in love than out of love, but I've been out of love so long. And tonight I'll pull the curtain down, pull on that old nightgown, the one that no one ever sees beneath. Clean white sheets on an old twin bed, can't help but wish that I was somewhere else instead. But I don't know where that'd be. When you're young, you should be free and nonchalant, but I don't wanna be. Are you lonely? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Are you lonely?
In the sound studio with Sahara Smith and Jake Owen, and we've been talking about the new album called Myth of the Heart. It's out now, came out the end of August, and thank you so much for spending some time with us.
Thank you so much for having us. It's been great being here.